Oh God, you're looking kind of horny. Oh God,
horny?
Huh?
You said I look horny.
Horny.
Oh,
there's a child in the room.
I can't see you, Vi.
Strawberries. She's got strawberries. I was reading about how Viagra was invented today.
Oh yeah.
Well, they were originally they were testing it to fix some sort of heart problem, but the people they were testing it on realized by accident that their dicks were just getting really hard. And
result.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and they fucking loved it, and they didn't want to give any of them medication back because they just loved it so much.
Having a big rock hard dick all the time.
Yeah.
Sounds ideal. Yeah. Is it harmful though?
What, Viagra? No.
Yeah,
no,
for men.
It's fine.
Is it risky?
Not from what I've heard. I think it's mostly quite safe to use. But I think there's a little bit of a, maybe like a little bit of a shame around men taking it.
Really?
Mm.
I think it sounds like a great night.
What, if a guy takes Viagra?
Yeah, and then it's just hard all night. I'm sure I've spoken to a guy before who said that like he took it for a night and he just couldn't, it just wouldn't
it just didn't go down.
Yeah.
Well, maybe if you have ED, then it like gets you up the proper amount. I don't know.
Who knows? I have never tried it myself.
I have. I've had different experiences with it. So sometimes it's been taken and they have kept it up for a while. And then other times it's been taken, kept up for a while, and then it's gone down again, gone down again. I think it depends, because the thing is with not being able to get it up, it's not just physical, it's mental as well. So yeah. Sometimes even if you take something that should sort the physical side of it, if you mentally are still like panicking, then it doesn't actually always work.
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah.
It's funny, yeah, there is a lot of pressure on men to be rock hard all the time. And I remember like when I first experienced a guy not being able to get it up with me, because we are kind of conditioned to think men want to fuck all the time and they're rock hard and they're ready. Like I took it really personally.
Yeah. I think that might have happened to me like 2 or 3 times, and I think it could be absolutely anything.
Mm-hmm. What were our sections again? So is it I say yes, we say yes, just do your messages.
We say yes, just to your messages. We say yes, just to your
But first, I need to piss.
Oh,
I will be right back.
God,
I
piss where you're sat.
On the pod. We're going to get demonetized if you do that.
We have ASMR. Okay, right. So, yeah. Do you need to explain what we say yes, just to your messages is? You do it, Charlie. This is your section, wasn't it?
It's when we say yes to your messages. I know that's quite a leap from the title, but
we say yes to your messages. That doesn't make sense. It doesn't.
Messages.
So you're the
to
annoying
your
one.
Messages.
So.
We interested in hearing from you. I'm poorly this week, and I'm sorry.
We interested in hearing from you.
England, sorry.
English is second language, though.
We want to hear your messages and the best ones we want to talk about, especially that we like the funny ones.
So yeah, basically we read your comments and messages and shit and then read out our favourite ones.
Oh, here's a comment. I've never seen G Carpet drop the F-bomb before. Really? Have you fucking seen my YouTube channel?
I mean, you did do it quite a lot in quite a short space of time.
Was that the definition of a carpet bomb when I was ranting last time?
My favourite message... my Barbie one, and it said the audio is terrible, it's difficult to make out what words you say, and this is not at all helped by you guys talking over one another and being so fucking British all the time.
Yeah, bitch.
That
we
really makes
fucking
me
British.
Are we British? British, but do we come across as British?
Well,
I think British.
Right, so someone replied to this underneath and they said they mentioned a British accent. So I think what the person was saying, the person possibly isn't British, and he's saying they couldn't understand it because of our British accents, possibly.
Really?
I think so. This is not all helped by you guys talking over one another and being so fucking British all the time.
I can't see any response to that. What was the response?
They say, accept the British accent. The audio is very good here. It's probably an issue on your end. So yeah. I think, yeah, sounds like a you problem.
Sounds like a you problem, not a me problem. Yeah. We do talk over each other.
Yeah, we
do. And I think I just get excited sometimes.
Yeah, we all do. Like, fuck off.
Dory doesn't
hear
do it
that.
So much, does she?
Dory does it. Nah. She does, yeah. Because I listened back when after that person was like, can we just get an episode about Naomi so Charlie can actually get a word in? And I was like, oh, do I do that? And then I watched it back and I was like, we're all doing it. You definitely, that's fitting into the whole black girls being like loud and aggressive stereotype narrative. That's what that is.
Possibly. Or she could just find you annoying.
Shut the fuck.
I could relate to that.
Shut the fuck.
Sorry.
God.
It's not always about Grace. It's not always about Grace or Leonard or any of those people. Sometimes it's just that you know me are annoying.
Who's Grace and Leonard?
Who the fuck knows? I was trying to say it's not always about race, but I said Grace, so I just went with it.
Because
my head isn't working, as you know.
So yeah, I think it could be that our accent is pissing this person off. Lola B 3842. We're not going to stop talking over each other, Lola. So if you don't like it, don't watch us.
You know, like in interviews when people are having a discussion and then they like won't stop talking at shit. I have been irritated by that in the past, so I can understand it. Will I be able to stop? I'm not sure.
Well, I think half of the problem last time was the audio. I think with us, we're trying to record the audio separately and not in Zoom because I think recording the audio within Zoom fucks it up. So that's my theory. So anyway, we're trying to record the audio locally and separately.
I liked Christ, I hate a Yorkshire accent on a bird.
I don't think any of us sound that Yorkshire. Does Naomi sound that Yorkshire?
Naomi does.
Like,
she
not
comes
that...
on podcast.
She's
and
not
talks
that
like the top time.
Coming as muck.
She says she talks over me on discussion points and she can barely form a sentence.
Nobody can ever tell where I'm from.
No man's land. I like my Yorkshire accent. So you as well. You can fuck it off.
I think we've all got a bit, me and Gory, I think have got a bit of a Nottingham twang.
I wonder why, because I've never really spent much time in Nottingham, ever.
I just think that's what, unless you like proper Grantham, like, all right, ducker, where you been, ducker? If you're not like that, then I reckon you've got like just a Nottingham twang. Do you think you're slightly more Americanized sometimes, Gory, because you do?
Yeah, she doesn't sound American.
Not accent-wise, maybe I do pick up like the words, the lingo quite a lot because of what I watch and stuff, but not twang accent-wise.
So this week, we've decided to talk about Lizzo and the allegations that have been made about her. I'm sure most people watching this will have heard about what's been said about her. So basically, three of her dancers, I want to say, came forward and have released have they tried to sue her?
They've filed a civil lawsuit against her, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they've filed a lawsuit against her. It's a really interesting lawsuit. Like, they're basically saying, how I felt about it was like, it didn't seem like she was the main problem, but that they'd said that a hostile environment had been created at work, but she, as their boss, did not do enough to protect them against it. So there was this woman called Quigley, who was like a head dancer, and she is the one who was like a hardcore Christian and was always trying to push her beliefs on the other dancers, but then at the same time was like very like explicitly sexual as well, but in a way that made people uncomfortable and seemed quite weird. And then they've said they've kind of made her out to be a bully. And they've also said that they were taken to a club in Amsterdam. They went to like the red light district or something, went to a club, and Lizzo made one of them touch the breast of one of the dancers, and she didn't want to do that. They've said that they felt like they had to like suck up to Lizzo for fear of losing their jobs, and that on one occasion they'd been on tour and Lizzo wrongly apparently accused them of drinking on the job and then made them audition again basically for their jobs, and it was like a grueling 12-hour dancing audition, and one of them said she felt like she'd been weight shamed.
Yeah.
Which is very interesting, of course, coming from someone like Lizzo, who's like a huge part of her brand has been body positivity, embracing your size, whatever. So there's been like a collection of allegations made against her. And then there have been people who've worked with Lizzo previously who've come forward since these dancers have and said that they left Lizzo because they didn't enjoy their experience of working with her.
So yeah, there's more allegations that you've missed, but like basically during the grueling audition, one of the dancers apparently peed herself because she was too scared to go to the toilet during the audition because she thought she'd lose the job, so yeah. She peed herself and she just danced in a pissy outfit for like hours. And there's another one where someone said that Lizzo like threatening to like punch her, and somebody had to break Lizzo up like away from this person that she was about to punch, and she was going, you're so lucky, as in like, you're lucky I'm not actually beating you up right now, kind of thing.
That is recorded stuff, recorded a meeting without permission, and Lizzo had gone mad.
They made her delete that recording. They like took her into a room or something and they didn't let her leave until she deleted that off the phone.
Yeah, but I don't think that's bad. Why, like, number one, it would be weird to, I mean, I don't know. I think it would be weird to record a meeting between yourself and your boss anyway, let alone that that boss is famous. So the repercussions are more significant, I feel. I get that. I don't think that was appropriate.
No, it's not appropriate to record something when your boss is that famous and the media is so heavily involved.
Yeah.
I don't think you would, like, I've had lecturers at university be funny about people recording stuff without permission. Yeah. So, no, she shouldn't have done it. And also, I don't particularly buy that so what was she saying? She was recording it because she had, like, difficulty retaining. So, it's almost like they're holding, I mean, I would say innocent until proven guilty, for a start. But it almost, like, I think Catherine Ryan made an interesting point about it. She said, is it that Lizzo has hired such woke people that they're outwoking her and they're, like, holding her to a higher standard than somebody else would be held to? Like, how many rock stars do you think have rock star behavior?
It's the whole issue of consent, isn't it? Like, apparently she took them to one of the banana shows in Amsterdam, which is basically when dancers have, like, they put bananas in their vaginas and then you're expected to eat the, I guess, the protruding part of the banana from the vagina. And so apparently Lizzo took a load of dancers to this and they were like pressured into like eating the banana. But it's all about like, it's all about consent, isn't it? Because apparently like she would start, you know, like chants with the rest of the team, like do it or like something like that.
It's all about perception, isn't it? Right, because imagine if us three, and I'm not excusing it, but it's all about perception. Do you know that somebody's uncomfortable if their goal is to stay in your good books? Do you know that's uncomfortable? Like, imagine if us three were in that banana bar, sorry. I think we ought to set this up, actually. And me and Naomi were doing it, and we're all drunk. And I can imagine me and Naomi would be like all over the shop and whatever. And you were being well behaved, and we were going, "Do it, do it, do it, do it." You won't be the one going for the banana, getting the banana in your chops, though, would you?
I'm not desperate to eat a banana out of a vagina.
Listen, remember kissing you in the video.
But you wouldn't be. I would like to think that you wouldn't be.
We were kissing in the video, and you're like.
Did you want tongs? Did you want tongs? I'm sorry if you wanted a sloppy.
We just want a snog, yeah.
A sloppy snog. I'm sorry. I thought it was going to be a peck.
I was disappointed, if I'm honest. Mm-hmm. Have been gearing up to that moment most of my adult life.
You thought I'd brought you all the way there and set up that whole thing.
I thought at least a reach around, but it's whatever it's done. Look, let's move on. Yeah.
Talked about in therapy, the rejection.
A lot. Exclusively.
Yeah.
Right, but the point is, yeah, it's just an example. All right, let's say it was me and you, Gory, and we're like egging on Naomi, and she's like, "Oh, I don't want to do it." And we're just like, "Naomi, Naomi, Naomi," and then you did it. It's really difficult to know unless somebody explicit, because one of the things, sorry to like sidetrack, but one of the things in employment claims when people are unhappy that means that they're not successful is that they haven't flagged with anybody that they're unhappy. Because if you're with your boss or you're with a group of people and your income and whatever relies on it, so often you don't want to say that you've got a problem with things until they get so bad that then you have to go. At which point they can just be like, "Well, nobody ever said there was a problem." How much, who knows, unless you were in that room, what people were saying and what they weren't. Mm. I don't know. And yes, it's a work thing, but I don't know. Like, do we want every single workplace group of people to be, like, rigidly following a set of rules in and out of work? Is that not going to, like, restrict people's, and when there's alcohol and going out involved and stuff? I don't know. What do you guys think?
It just depends on like whether that she made it quite clear that she wasn't comfortable. And I'm guessing that I wouldn't have felt comfortable if I thought someone else was uncomfortable. I wouldn't have felt comfortable joining in with a chant trying to get somebody to do something if they were refusing. And that's apparently what she was doing. She was refusing. And, you know, the whole sort of point of the Me Too movement is like, you need enthusiastic consent, and I think that comes under that umbrella. Enthusiastic consent, and so, you know, so many fucking awful sexual experiences happen because of peer pressure, whether it's a group of people or because it's one person. It's like, I don't think it matters. I just think, don't put someone under pressure to do something if they're saying no, even if it sounds like a jokey no. Because like, if it's a jokey, "Oh no, I don't want to do it," it just means that person doesn't want to start a fight. Like, they don't want to make the situation uncomfortable, but they're also saying, "I don't want to do this." And I think people need to realize that. Just never put pressure on someone, in my opinion, especially when it's something sort of sexual going on.
Mm. Yeah, I get that.
Yeah. So my take on it first was, when I first heard about the allegations, I thought. Is my view of what's acceptable completely distorted? Because I didn't, if I'm being honest, I didn't feel like any of it sounded that bad. And then that got me thinking, I wonder if that's a result of being in this world and like knowing what it's like to work for, say, like a corporation, or what I imagine working in a male. Well, this comes into it as well. Imagine like working in like the audition that they had to have, that was like the 12-hour audition. I was like, I mean, that sounds like hard work, but it doesn't sound crazy. And then the thing I'd read about the sexual thing was that they'd gone on a night out and she'd encouraged one of them to touch the breast of a dancer. And I mean, you are right about the consent thing. But I read it and I was like, it doesn't sound that bad to me. But then I thought, is that like capitalism?
There was a security guard also who went up on stage and had his trousers like ripped kicked. Down.
Yeah, but his dick like, wasn't out. I mean, again, see, like, maybe I'm the problem. But, like, you know, like living in and okay, and the whole, like, having to, like, suck up to your boss or whatever, I was like, that sounds like standard behaviour. But I was thinking, is that just because of knowing what the working world is like now? I just didn't think any of it sounded that bad. And then I thought, I feel like she's getting the slack that she's getting because she's a woman. Because I feel like the things that had happened, I feel like there'd be things that would happen with a male boss, but it wouldn't be looked at in the same way. It would just be like a hard ass boss who's like driving you to work really hard. And then when clients come into town, you go out with the clients and you take them out and you get pissed and you do this and you go into work again the next day. And like, that's probably not a nice environment, but it didn't sound crazy to me. And I do think that a big part of it comes down to the fact that she is a woman and we don't expect, I don't know, we have different expectations for women and how they treat their employees, I think. But also, there's that, but also, of course, because of this perception that Lizzo has created her, for herself of being like huge, like big feminist, LGBTQ, like ally and whatever, it feels like it was unexpected. But I do think a big part of it is the fact that she's a woman.
Would you see it the same though, if Lizzo was like, instead of it being Lizzo, it was a big powerful white man who yeah. had like a load of women working for him and looked up to him and admired him and were scared about losing their jobs if they didn't do what he said, and if
it's
took
women
all of them
and it's a man, it's a
show.
Different power dynamic, so it's not the same, I don't think.
What
If it was a male boss with loads of women working for him, I think that's a different power dynamic. So I wouldn't view that the same.
Why though?
Because I do think a different power dynamic between men and women.
I agree with the point you're making, Gloria, and I think it's really, I think it's valid, and it definitely should be thought about, because I do think probably me and Naomi are coming from a place of bias, if I'm honest, about Lizzo, because we like what she represents, we like what she stands for, and we don't want it to be true. And I do think we need to draw those comparisons, but I do think there is a difference between an all women group and then one male boss and women subordinates.
Yeah, I think that's different.
I mean, I think it really depends on, and I think obviously this will come out in the civil suit, I guess, but it depends on what actually was said.
Did you think it sounded really bad?
That bit, I think, sounds quite bad. But then I think other parts of it are, like, when they're saying that, like, this woman was like, yeah, she fat-shamed me. And then actually when you draw down to it, she was saying, you don't seem to have the same energy, you don't seem to have the same whatever. But yeah, at no point mentioned anything about her weight. But the dancer said, well, the only thing that's different was that I'd gained weight, so that's all it could be. Well, yeah, in your perspective, but then that's quite a big leap to then jump and say she fat shamed me. That's almost seems like a malicious attack. You know what I mean? Who would know that saying that Lizzo fat shamed somebody as a fat proud woman would make headlines and would get people riled up. So yeah, that seems so she said that Lizzo was making comments saying she wasn't bringing the same energy, that she wasn't herself. It wasn't the same.
Oh yeah, she said that she it seemed like she wasn't very committed, and then she took that as a sort of underhanded comment about her weight because she'd put weight on. But I think also that there was another instance where Lizzo had overtly commented also on her weight gain as well. So it's like
I've not seen that.
Yeah, but that was like previously. I think she just commented on it previously, and then because like she'd commented on it previously, I think she interpreted that statement after as like a bit of a dig at her weight. But obviously that's, you know, obviously it's a massive grey area, and you're never gonna know, are you?
I'd have to cross check that, because I didn't come across anything that said she'd explicitly said anything. But that seems like a leap, doesn't it? I'm just thinking about it in terms of like if I was considering this case from a legal point of view, somebody has said that you're not bringing your A game. How many employers would or how many people would think that they were, or that they, you know, get defensive about that and be like, well, it can only be my way, or it can only be this. How often does a boss and an employer and an employee have a different perception on, you know, how things are?
I also think, like, the thing about, like, feeling like they had to pander to her to keep her job, again, this is something that made me think, oh God, maybe my, like, perception of the working world is not healthy. Because I thought, like, that's standard. Like, I remember...
That's everywhere.
Isn't it? Like, I remember when I worked at, well, I won't say the name of the place, but the jewelers that I used to work at. And this guy, our boss, was so fucking tight. We made so much money for him and we didn't get commission, blah, 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 blah. But, like, once a year or something at Christmas... Or, and like maybe one other time a year, he'd like take us out for dinner. And there was one year that he'd taken the team out to for like pizza. And I was at my friend's house and I was like drunk as well. We'd gone out, blah, blah, blah. And I was thinking, oh my God, I've got this meal to go to. Oh my God, I felt like bad, like I had to go to it. And then I would like got drunk enough and my friends were all pissed and they were like, no, don't bother, fuck it. And I messaged him and I said, I'm sorry, but I'm not going to be able to make it. And it's just like pizza. And he was like, well, I'm really disappointed about that, Naomi. And made me feel really bad. And I, when I worked there, I felt like you had to do the things that he wanted you to do. Like, and people did suck up to him as well. Like, I think that's just standard in the working place. So I feel like what's happened here with Lizzo is like, it's like there are like bigger things that question, like, bigger things for us to be questioning, I think, maybe about what work looks like, because it is a work issue, isn't it? It's not her specifically. She just sounds like a boss, not necessarily maybe a bad boss. Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't think
managing people, managing your boss, and I mean, I'm lucky at the moment. My current boss and my last boss were amazing so far. Anyway, but so far so good. But the one I had before that was a fucking nightmare. And yeah, a massive part of my job was managing his bizarre behaviour and how he was. And yeah, like, yeah, I could not say and what I thought all the time. Yeah. That's just part of it. And then I just go out as quick as I could. But I think that's the real world. And like, speaking from, like, you know, my mum, who's in a very senior position, she said the more senior you get, the more weirdos you get, and the more political it becomes. That's life.
Yeah, 100%.
It's not how it should be. It's not how it is on paper. But the reality is, it doesn't matter how many HR policies you've got. If there's two people that don't get on, the business is going to pay off the one they need the least. And that's 100%. Just the reality.
Yeah. And that's what it was making me think of. I was thinking, if this was a man in like a corporate job, no one would think anything of what's been brought up in this lawsuit. And that's not a good thing.
Well, I think they might with the strip club and the consent thing. I think that would be, but again, I think that would be
one thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think the rest of it though, if I'm being honest. No. And I even think the strip club thing, I think that's the worst thing.
Yeah.
But I don't even think that if it was like a man out of his out with clients and his employees.
I think it would be worse if it was, again, the dynamic would be different.
I don't think it would be that unusual, but I still think it's wrong. Yeah. But I just think that we've normalized pressuring people into situations that they don't want to be in. But I don't think it should happen. It's just normal.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think that's, I guess that's the one bit of it that I do think is bad. Which I reading about this, the allegations, has made me think, oh, I don't think I just have a healthy perception of what should be expected of an employee, because I was just like, doesn't sound that bad, other than the consent thing.
I think both of us, Naomi, have been in jobs where when we were younger, we probably did speak out and said exactly what we thought, and not to any, I think we've learnt the hard way. The work is a political space and you do have to manage it, because otherwise, you could go out and be like, well, actually, this is the HR policy. This is what the law is.
Yeah.
This is what's appropriate. But the reality is there's this massive grey area in between. I just don't know that approach particularly works, sadly.
And also another element that we've missed out as well is that because you know you mentioned the politics, when you are a black woman as well in a predominantly white workspace, I learned the hard way about those politics in the last place that I worked in. And this was another thing that her dancers brought up. They said that the team, I don't know what element of the team, but a lot of Lizzo's team were white, and they found that they were treating the white dancers better than they were treating the black dancers. They felt that they were treating them overtly differently.
They were insinuating that the black dancers were lazy and weren't working as hard as the white ones. That's what they said, wasn't it?
Which is wild. Again, Lizzo, big black woman. That's disappointing as well. The place that I worked in last, the jewelers, you know, I remember being called aggressive. And it would be like, you know, like you were saying, for like standing up for yourself or just not agreeing with something. And I remember like one conversation in particular, and I hadn't raised my voice or anything. I was just like not agreeing about something. I can't remember what it was. And I got called aggressive. And that was like a real light bulb moment for me, because I'd heard people say black women are treated like that. And then I experienced it.
By a customer?
No, by my boss, my manager.
So you were being aggressive?
Yeah.
Because you didn't agree with something that a customer was saying?
I can't, no. It was a conversation between us two.
Oh,
and
right,
okay. But the point was, no matter who it was that had said whatever, I was not even slightly being aggressive.
Yeah.
And yeah, that was a real like, oh, here we go. This is what people have been talking about.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, absolutely. Women get that bad, but like
black women,
yeah, statistically black women, yeah, black women even worse than just being a woman. Yeah.
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 I mean, it's like when I worked in one of my previous employers where I had all those, like, it was just completely inappropriate, like sexual harassment in lots of different ways. And then the perception was that I was this hysterical woman just crying wolf all the time, as opposed to that there was just this massive cultural problem in the way. I can remember that, and literally I had, and it went to HR and somebody even investigated it. I didn't even want to put it into HR, but one of the managers put it, male managers put it in for me, because he didn't like the male manager who'd done it, and it was a good reason to get him out of the position. I mean, the whole thing was just grim, but I was just painted as this hysterical woman. So then I appealed it, even though but thankfully I got a senior female manager who was probably the only one of the very few good managers in that toxic workplace, and she went to like really did it properly, and my appeal was upheld on every ground. But like, it's just so easy in workplaces for stuff to be swept under the carpet, and
people not to speak up as well.
I suppose the difference is that Lizzo's got fame for being outspoken about.
Yeah.
But has she been outspoken about
sexual harassment? I don't think, has she? I don't know.
But I mean, she doesn't need to be, does she? She's the character or the person that she's portrayed herself to be is very pro-woman, like very powerful woman, empowering women. So it kind of goes without saying that she would not be someone who would want to sexually harass people. Or would
it's difficult, isn't it? I mean, if it was if it wasn't people that you worked with, how would you feel about that strip club thing? If they didn't work together and they'd just gone out and they were all drinking, and then they were like, she was like egging them on and being like,
well, the only thing that would not be there is the power dynamic, but it still wouldn't be right. You'd just be bad friends.
Yeah. Ultimately,
so did the
though,
girl do it then? Did she bite the banana?
I don't know. She was definitely pressured into doing something.
I kind of think it sounds like what Charlie was saying, to be honest with you. Maybe I'm
like
the problem. But I feel like it sounds like it would be, you're out with your mates, you're pissed, and people are like, do it. And then like you.
Well, yeah, like I said, it happens, but it doesn't mean it's right.
I don't think it's that bad though. Unless you like force someone to...
If we did that to you, Would you feel like we'd sexually harassed you?
I'm not trying to impress you guys, so I wouldn't try and do. I wouldn't do something that I didn't want to do.
You'd have that full banana on your throat. Showing off.
Do you want to keep your job, Gori? You'll do what you're told.
If you want to keep on this podcast, Gori, you best get. Forget a banana. We want a bunch. It is that differential, isn't it? Between, but then so often the people that you work with solidly do end up being the people that you go out with.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And the power dynamic, like you say, Gori, that is a significant thing. That's a significant mm-hmm. difference.
It is, and I do think that that's not appropriate.
Yeah.
It needs to be looked at. But I can easily see how it could just the situation could. I don't know. Yeah, it's not good. I mean, I don't know. Do you know what the main take home I think is like from anything like this is that until you actually examine the minutiae of what went on, it's very difficult to draw concrete conclusions. Like in any case, we've got a snapshot from the outside. So,
have you seen like literally? I think yesterday more dancers have come out with stories.
Yeah.
About Lizzo. I'm just trying to see what they've said now.
So what I will say about that is. For me, like the fact that more dancers and people that she works with have come forward, it does make me believe more that it was a very toxic workplace or she's a toxic person to work for. Because if that was a man and a woman had worked for him before had said he harassed me, these women said this, blah, blah, and then a bunch of other women came forward, it would be like, oh, well, he did it then. That's how I'd feel.
Someone else has said that Lizzo treated her with disrespect and was arrogant, self-centered, and unkind.
Is it just that power corrupts anybody?
Yeah.
An absolute power corrupts, absolutely. She's very powerful now, isn't she? Wow, how sad. Do you know what? It just makes me feel sad. It's almost as bad as when James Dean turned out to be a rapist.
Ugh. Yeah, can't watch his porn anymore. That's genuinely very upsetting.
Lizzo told her dancers that it was normal for them to get fired when they get fat during a meeting, apparently.
But that just sounds so outrageously I mean she's fat, she's mostly the biggest person dancing on stage. That just sounds so ridiculous that it couldn't possibly be true. Could it?
You never know.
I mean, it sounds ridiculous.
Privately, she weight shames her dancers and demeans them in ways that are not only illegal but absolutely demoralising. Says the dancer's lawyer.
Who's the lawyer that she's got? Isn't it someone that's got off loads of really terrible men?
A lawyer for Liz, Marty Singer, is that his name?
Okay, and who's he defended before?
I got a big list here. Lizzo, Paula Abdul, Scarlett Johansson, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Charlie Sheen, oh, Jonah Hill, Bill Cosby.
What did you think of the Jonah Hill thing, by the way?
Okay, I thought it was kind of similar to the Lizzo thing in that it was someone who has someone that we the public just expect more from. You've portrayed yourself as being this forward thinking, cool, hot, funny guy. Meanwhile, you're at home being extremely manipulative, gaslighting. What a disappointment.
Did you think it was abusive, though?
Yeah.
I
don't think it's okay to expect that someone of your partner, but he was sort of framing it in a way that was like, well, if you're not okay with this, you can leave. Like, he was framing it as if to say, I'm being totally normal. When those were not
he was gaslighting
normal.
Her.
Yeah, when those were not normal, like, things to expect of your partner.
How are you going to tell someone at surfs not to put bikini pics?
I mean, that's ridiculous.
What are you on about?
That's absolutely ludicrous.
What are you on about?
But so I don't think it's unusual for rich, powerful men, possibly women as well, to expect certain things from their partners if they're in the spotlight. Yeah, I didn't think it was abusive. I thought it was disappointing and his behavior was controlling.
Is it controlling, abusive?
When I think of like domestic abuse, I suppose domestic abuse is is a pattern of controlling and coercive behavior. Mm-hmm. But the difference is what he said was, these are my terms, and if you can't meet them, then we're not going to work. But whatever. He wasn't saying, you must do this, you must stay with me, you must, which is when I think of typical domestic abuse relationships, that other person isn't going anywhere. They're being controlled and they're being manipulated in a lot of different ways. I think his terms were controlling, but they were explicit and they were clear, and she could go at any time. And I think it's absolutely ludicrous to say to somebody, you can't be a surfer and wear and have pictures in a swimsuit. But I don't know. He's got a lot of issues with weight, though, doesn't he? And his own image. And flip that.
Yeah.
Just flip that again. Imagine if you were a woman who had a load of issues with weight gain, and you were a really powerful, high up woman, and you didn't want your less powerful, less high up partner just posing in loads of like swimsuit shots. Would you be controlling, or would we be more understanding of somebody's mental health issues and their
weight? I would not.
I think I would.
You would tell your partner who's a surfer not to put pictures of himself surfing in there.
That's the issue, isn't it? It's the fact that that's her job. So it's ridiculous.
Literally.
Yeah, no, I get
it. I don't think that's
the
thing that makes it ridiculous. I think people should be allowed to post pictures of whatever the fuck they want, regardless of what they do for a living.
Yeah, of course they should. Of course, but like, if you're in a relationship with somebody who's, how often, like, I mean, doesn't, what's his name? The mask guy.
Jim Carrey? The mask.
Jim Carrey, yeah. He makes people sign contracts before they date. Like, a lot of famous people do, because they have to manage their image so carefully. So it's slightly different. Yeah, NDAs and stuff.
Also, with Jonah Hill being like, I don't know. Yeah, like, he did lay his terms out clearly. But it was still in a manner that was manipulative, because his terms were like, it was like, if you do this, I'm not happy with this, so then you can leave if you want to carry on doing this. But then that's kind of like putting it on her, like, okay, well, you can leave as well, because this is my job. Do you know what I mean?
I know what you mean. Then I don't know. People, everyone can start.
He was making her
breaks.
Feel. He was like, yeah, but he was making her. Like, his. He was making out that what she was doing was not normal. Like, I don't feel like that's the same as just like making your terms clear. I think he was. Mm. I think it was gaslighting.
Yeah, it's disappointing, though. Certainly disappointing.
Very disappointing. Back to the Lizzo thing. Do you think that she can come back from this?
I think she probably will, yeah. She's too big.
You?
People are making too much money out of her career. She'll get a really good lawyer. And then, like, I don't know, like, after about 6 months to a year, pretty much everyone will have forgotten about it anyway. And they'll be like, oh my god, she's got a cool new album out! And everybody will have forgotten about it.
Even cancel culture?
I'm not sure. I think if it was a white man, he'd probably come back after a few months and it'd be right again. Not sure with Lizzo, because her entire image is built on this.
Yeah, I'm not sure either. But and also,
but I hope if she has behaved badly, and it sounds like there must be at least something to it, then I hope that she can. The best thing would be for her to acknowledge that.
Yeah, people were mad about the statement that she released. Have you seen it on her Instagram? She doesn't apologize. She's like, these are allegations and I'll fight them, basically. People have come at me before.
I mean, she's young, isn't she? How old is she? And if you've never actually worked in a corporate world, if you've only worked in a world where, you know, oh, actually, she's 35. She's not as young as I thought. But I mean, like, we've learned our lessons the hard way through working for businesses with, you know, out of date cultures and whatever. If she's only ever been in the music biz, who knows what goes.
I can imagine that there are loads of celebrities out there who are watching this case unfold thinking, fuck, I hope it's not me next, better get those fucking NDAs out.
Apparently they did try and sort all of this out though with her in private. They didn't want any of this to come to become public is what they were saying. They tried to set up meetings with the management to like put their concerns forward, but they just kept on just getting ignored, or like, you know, the meeting would get cancelled or something. So they were like, this is our last resort. So it's like, I get how like things can get to that point, but like when you start ignoring people,
yeah, really fucking silly. Even if there was nothing to it, that's very unstrategic to just ignore people and let them go to the media. How ridiculous.
And that is obnoxious as well.
So yeah, I don't know.
Interesting.
Just another disappointment.
But I do hope it starts a conversation about consent, like in a different context to just sexual encounters, because there is a conversation to be had there about just consent with groups of friends going out.
Yeah, definitely. I think there's a conversation to be had about consent. And I also think, like I was saying, that there's a wider conversation to be had about the workplace in general, and employer expectations of employees, and just work-life culture, especially in certain industries.
Yeah.
I think is very unhealthy, and our expectations are not healthy.
No, it's dreadful. The whole situation is not good.
I remember
I've had really good bosses and really good work cultures, but there's a lot that aren't.
I had this again, the jewelers that I worked at, one of the bosses there once, and you know someone's gonna say something bad when they start a sentence with, I'm not racist.
Huh?
But, and he tells me, you know, he's got a dark sense of humour, but he's not racist. And then he tells me this joke, and I wish I could remember it.
And, is it awful?
Yeah, and it was about a black man on like a white woman. And he told this, and it was just us two as well, in like on the shop floor. And I remember feeling so like conflicted, like what I don't know how to react in this situation. Obviously now I would have none of it, but in that situation I felt like, and also he was very very volatile, the most volatile person I've ever worked with. He would like flip his switch, and it was so weird and uncomfortable. And I felt like I had to go along with it, not laugh with it, but be like, not make it out to be a the
massive
big deal
of it. Yeah.
That it was. Mm-hmm. I think the workplace can be so fucking toxic, and you do like so many people just get on with it or go along with it because like we need money.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. We need jobs. I'm really passionate about being able to afford food.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like literally. Yeah. Know? And I think.
I'll tell you about my ones. What happened in that big company I worked for. It's loads. But I went to an office where the boss of the office had the other managers were in their own room, but I was in his room with him on a little desk. And he would tell me about the sex dreams he'd had about me and try and get me to put petrol claims through to get money that he could, because he had the authority to sign them off. Yeah, not good. Not good.
That is awful.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, I was so naive. I just thought he was my friend. Thought we were friends. Oh banter, God. But it just got too far and it's really uncomfortable. Then I went to
You had a horrible time there, didn't you?
A horrible time. Horrible.
I remember that.
And I went to another office, and the delivery office manager's wife was a post woman there. So yeah, so the office manager's wife was one of the members of staff who worked there. And I was his like second in line manager. I'd be in the office and she'd be like hovering around it, peering in. She was that convinced I was going to try and fuck her husband. Like, Bish, you could not be like...
He wishes. My God.
Yeah, you literally couldn't be safer. I'd rather shoot my own face off than sleep with your husband. He is foul. He used to do this. He'd go up... he'd go for a cigarette. He had like a little baldy head with like the white hair around it. Like, and I was like in my early 20s, and I'm like, do you know what I mean? I'm not interested in your husband. But she was vile to me. Vile. And God. I'd already been like sort of like, you know, weakened, I guess, by just dealing with like the first office and then this. And yeah, this is what he used to do. He used to slap his little beige slacks when he was going for a cigarette, and he'd go, I'm going up top to pollute me sen.
To pollute me sen? What does it mean for shit?
To pollute me sen, to have a cigarette.
Oh my God.
Oh. I'm going up top, pollute me sen. And he had a mustache as well, of course he did. I'm not going to fuck your husband. Like, there's just not a chance, mate. You know, even when times are at their absolute hardest, it's still a firm no. But yeah, so she was just absolutely vile to me, and like would monitor it, just watching around me all the time. Well, then there was another another guy who worked there. He started texting like my manager's phone, like he could get angry with me if I didn't like, or like demand to know why if I didn't message back. Then I finally moved to this next one, and then went, and it was the night shift. The guy just, again, he just like kept me in the office with him, and I just was in like that absolute midst of like depression and anxiety. I can remember I used to like, sorry, this kitten's on my foot again. I can remember I used to bring my mum in tears like in the car park before I went in. Like, I can't deal with this. And then at 6 a.m. I'd just like rush out. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He had a wife and a child, but he was like trying to, yeah, eventually he did, like, I got moved onto another shift, and eventually he did ring me and be like, ask if we could, you know, be an item, and I was like, no.
Oh my God. Yeah. Stop.
So yeah,
that's,
and then
foul.
I confided in another manager who was like, oh, okay, yeah, that kind of makes sense because of how you've been presenting at work. So by then, I just kind of lost the will to live with it all.
I remember, yeah.
Who told the boss of the whole thing? Who was just the worst? See, this is what I mean, like, there's an absolute culture of this sort of toxic behaviour.
Yeah.
And it should have been my decision whether I wanted to put a complaint, and I didn't. I'd already moved shift by then, so I didn't want to. Like, I didn't have the energy to do it. But he basically cornered me the next day and was like, I've told them that you're gonna do it, and they're expecting one from you. Which essentially was like, you need to do it.
Ew.
Thinly veiled threat. And I was so like, if this was me now, I would literally annihilate all of them. I'm a different person now, but I do think it's so, even as a strong person, you can start off strong. And if you have enough people just chip at you and chip at you and chip at you. Especially when you are reliant on it and you have to face it every day. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so the first thing I put in with HR, the guy who did it basically concluded that it was just, I was just a silly little girl who'd got confused about what his intention was.
Oh, that's so awful.
I mean, I hadn't even wanted to put it in the first place. But then after that, I was so cross about it that I spoke to the union about, you know, discrimination and what it was, and he outlined it like really clear terms what it was, and then I put an appeal in, and like I said, it went to the senior woman manager, and yeah, she upheld it all and said that he'd been, you know, he needed to be conducted for his behavior. But yeah, it was, but that took months of stress and hours to write this fucking thing.
I wonder if COVID and this new hybrid working is going to make workspaces less toxic, just for the simple fact that people will literally be around each other less, like there's less opportunity to be toxic.
Yeah.
Have you ever worked for terrible bosses, Gory?
I'm just trying to think of like experiences that I've had, I guess, like in general in the workplace, when you have like a man being friendly with you, that like there's this constant like dilemma of like, oh, is he just being friendly? I will be friendly back and make this like a pleasant situation for everyone. But then it's like, is the guy gonna misinterpret that as she's interested in me?
Yeah.
And it's like,
so often
And then
just,
if it
I
like
just smiled and said hi, that's it. I don't want.
Yeah, and then like if they do misinterpret that one day, like you, it's like you have to sort of like somehow put across the message that you're not interested, but also not be rude, and you have to toe this really awful line that you don't know have to, because if you yeah, come Barbie across as that. Like any kind of like, you know, like you'll be interpreted as like aggressive and rude if you like are outright in saying that you're not interested in someone in that way. And it's like, yeah, this is just this constant, like, I've been in those kind of situations before.
100%. That's exactly what it was like in this place I worked for before. Just like, how do I manage this?
It's like you want to keep the atmosphere amicable, but at the same time just make it clear that you're not interested in them in that way. But it's just such a hard line to toe, these.
Yeah, like, especially yeah. when a lot of them were absolutely rotten, like nasty bosses, and I could see how you got treated if you got on the wrong side of them. Yeah, those power dynamics all the time. All the time. Just awful. It's the most useless, worst women and men that got to the top. Just the bullies.
What are our final thoughts on the Lizzo situation?
I guess that it does seem like that something has gone on. But you can't have to reserve judgment until full facts are known. And that it probably, I accept probably that my initial instinct was to be like, no. Because I like her and I like what she stands for, but you have to get beyond that. And yeah. What about you guys?
Yeah, I think there's enough evidence to say that she's definitely been a bad boss, and she's lost sight of how to be responsible when managing a lot of people. I think she's made like some really big mistakes, and she definitely should have bothered to sort these out personally before they had to make them public. She's made a lot of bad mistakes, but I'm thinking hopefully she should be able to learn from them. And also that will act as a sort of lesson to other people who might be acting in a similar way in the music industry or any kind of entertainment industry or like rock and roll kind of industry, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because like there are people, like if you listen to Sarah Silverman's podcast, she's always like talking about what she did wrong in the past and, you know. Mm-hmm. And that you have to be able to accept what you did wrong and apologise for it and try and make it right. Because everybody is both fallible and a product of their generation and what's normal at the time.
Mm. Yeah, I agree. My thoughts on it are, I think I'm intrigued to see how she handles this now. Because I agree in that I think that there must be truth behind it. If this many people are coming forward, I mean, you know. And it is really disappointing. But, and I think, like, because she's put up this statement that was kind of like, well, they've come at me, they've made these allegations, they're not true. That doesn't feel like it's being handled the best way possible. I feel like unless she kind of, I guess just like you were saying about Sarah Silverman, like I've heard her talk about her treatment of Paris Hilton being like horrible about her, blah, 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 blah. And you forgive that. I think unless she does the same and shows like real, that she's sorry, I actually don't think she can come back from this. Because I think it's part because she's been put on such a pedestal as well. But a pedestal that she kind of also placed herself on.
On, yeah, 100%.
To be fair. But then I've read people speaking about it and saying, like, you can't, it's not, as the public, we shouldn't put people on these pedestals as well. Like, she shouldn't be, like, one person can't be the face of body positivity. Because at the end of the day, she is a human being. Humans make mistakes. And it's not smart of us to put people up there, which I also agree
with.
But
we will. And then the whole cancel culture makes it impossible for people to like back down and accept they did something wrong, I guess.
Yeah. She's going to have to do it. I actually think she's fucked unless she apologises. Have you been on her Instagram? Really? Full of people. Oh, there's a lot of support, but then also a lot of people like tearing her down as well.
Really?
But
saying what?
Well, just saying that she's a terrible person, blah, 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 blah. And you've got to remember as well, like, she's a big, black, outspoken woman as well.
Yeah.
So you've got
this
that.
Is like, this is absolutely a dream for people who hate that.
Yeah,
100%. I've already seen it. Lissa making fat jokes, blah, blah, blah. Like, that sort of narrative is going to be all over the shop now.
Yeah. So
that's the one I find the most difficult to believe.
Yeah, same. It literally makes no sense.
No.
Yeah.
None.
Yep. Here we are. Here we are, guys.
I guess time will tell.
Yeah. I hope my next workplace is healthy. I hope I have a healthy work environment. That's what I want.
Yeah, it makes such a difference when your boss is a human. My last boss was a human, and this boss is so far. She seems like Miss Funny from Matilda, so we'll see.
Really?
She's so cute.
Oh, that's
she's lovable.
Nice. Is she?
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah. I just hope it stays that way, and I hope I'm not too naughty for her.
No. Too naughty?
Well, you know what I mean.
Bit cheeky.
Yeah. Because, like, I told you, didn't I, that, like, when we went to do... I told you about when we went to do my pass. A little pass to get into the building, and she was like, "We need to take your photo for your pass." And I was like, "Well, we can't do it now. I need to put some makeup on."
Oh,
I was like,
yeah.
"This is gonna haunt me for a decade. I need to put some makeup on." And then, like, I did, you know, like when I just do like the, I start the with contour. The foundation, so I just did a line there and a line there and a bit around here and a bit around here and a splodge there, and then I just was like, "I'm ready." And she loved it. She loved it. She laughed, and she even said she went home and told her husband because she thought it was that funny. I love that. She's cute.
Yeah.
She's a real sweetie.
Everyone deserves a kind, sweet boss.
Yeah.
Not even. Do you know what it is? Actually, no. You don't have to be sweet or whatever. You do have to be respectful.
And just human. But don't you know what? Like, I remember when I started off in, like, retail management and management positions, I definitely made mistakes. I think,
yeah.
I think you've just got to, I don't know. I think we're all flawed and we're all just figuring it out.
What mistakes we make and we fat-shaming people.
Yeah. That was that mistake I made by, like, forcing them to, like, you know, Facebook a banana and... Do you want to go banana? Do you want to go to the banana place in Amsterdam? Should we go?
Yeah, mate, why not?
Would you go, Corey?
Yeah, I would go, but I don't think... It can't be clean to eat a banana out of someone's... Like, come on.
Come on, Corey. Do it, Corey. Corey, Corey, Corey. Corey. That is not appropriate, Naomi. The Rose to Go podcast... feels very strongly about its commitment to upholding its values of consent.
What if Allah let me audition?
Re-audition? Every time.
Yeah. Okay, darlings. Very good.
Okay, darlings. Bye, darlings.
Bye, darlings. Good to see you. See you again.
Couple of weeks time.